You're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, here in the liberal land of long beards, lattes, and lutefisk. And now here are your hosts for today, Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Hunter Hawes, Eric Nelson, here for your Miracles with the Muchachos. Miracles means Wednesday, and the Muchachos are the boys. We are here on a fine summer afternoon slash evening in the Twin Cities. I still haven't determined whether 4 o'clock is afternoon or evening. I guess in the summer you would call it afternoon, and in the winter, evening.
4 o'clock is definitely still afternoon.
Yeah, but
it's got to be 5:30. That's my cutoff.
5:30 is when the evening begins?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think 5 o'clock is... I wouldn't call that afternoon. That's a late afternoon.
Yeah, maybe that's 5 o'clock, because that's when the Simpsons start playing.
Exactly. That was the first thing that came to my mind, too. Simpsons at 5 o'clock. That was how I was raised for about 16 years. So 5 o'clock is the evening cutoff. We're here with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Eric, let's see. I haven't seen you in about a week. How have you been? What have you been?
Yeah, what up? I've been all right. Doing some stagehand stuff.
You did some of that. Nice. Yeah, I got a couple calls. Me and Eric are part of IATSE 13, the Stage Handlers Union here in the Twin Cities. We set up events, concerts, all sorts of things. X Games, large events like that, sporting events. Stagehand is kind of like a roadie, carries all the gear in. And then there's a variety of other tasks, climbers, like climbing those big things of truss and hanging from the top of these arenas. That's your boys. The Muchachos are flying over the arena. But that's nice. Good to do some union labor. What's been your beverage of choice this summer? What have you been finding refreshing?
You know me, I love my water.
Water, that doesn't count. Is that even a beverage?
It's the beverage of life, baby.
It's what you use to take a bath.
Yeah, exactly.
Bath water is what you like to drink?
Mm-hmm. Ew. If you're in it.
How about something a little more exciting, a little spicier than water?
Ooh, ice water, baby.
Oh, my God. Ay vey.
Water on the racks.
For me, I've been you know what I've been doing lately is a lemonade with grenadine and Tang. So you're getting a little
the powder Tang?
I've actually got the squirt Tang.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I've been mixing the three of those, and it's good. Do you remember Rainbow Foods used to have that, what was it called? It was like a half and half or something. It was lemonade and orange juice that were both fresh squeezed.
Citrus Bomb.
Citrus Bomb, yeah, that was delicious. So kind of the same idea, but more sugary. But it's really good. It's been my refreshment choice. Other than that, a lot of different things, though. I've been... sweating up a storm lately. Been Gold Bond and...
Well, I tell you, yesterday when we were in the XL Energy Center,
mm-hmm.
we had to tear down all the X Games stuff. So there's a ton of, you know, they have the dirt jumps for the dirt bikes and the bikes. Mm-hmm. And the entire stadium is just thick with dust and dirt up in the air.
Yeah.
So you were just pounding water all
day. Yeah. Yeah, it's... That's a crazy job to haul all that dirt into a stadium like that. And I remember doing that.
Yeah, they built large concrete structures just to tear them down 4 days later.
Yeah. Well, that's how those large events go. They really, I mean, if you consider putting 20, 30, 40,000 plus people in one place, that's a lot of money. Because even if they were a dollar a person, $40,000, but usually tickets are expensive. Then concessions and all the other mumbo jumbo to go along with it. One day events really can generate a large amount of money. It's crazy. So tours and all that. There is a lot of lucrative business to be done in that industry. But yeah, the temporariness is
it's disappointing that you see that much infrastructure going to something that would just be wasted.
Yeah,
when you could have it outside in a public venue, and that could exist for years going forward as better than anything that exists in the public sphere.
I know you. When you do those jobs, you kind of look at it and go, "Well, why don't we just like have a place to do this rather than have to tear it down every time? Like have
build
a set
some giant
arena.
Structure and then immediately rip it all down."
Yeah. And the Olympics are really the worst offender because they build all of these things. And then they just, after the events are done, it's just a ghost town of arenas that are not useful at all to the community. But let's see. There's a lot going on in the political realm. A lot of tragedies, too, Matt was talking about. And shootings. I do want to... just quickly touch on that, the Donald Trump fiasco with the teleprompter and saying the wrong city. I mean, there's a lot there just in and of itself of Trump and his hatred of teleprompters to begin with and how he used to ridicule Barack Obama about using teleprompters. And then Trump is pretty inept at using them himself. But that wasn't my point. What I wanted to kind of touch on is not so much of a blame for Donald Trump or an anger at it, but just that so many mass shootings are occurring these days that it is hard to keep track of which happened when. Like the fact that we have multiple within a day, 2 days, it's just mind-boggling that this is the new reality. There used to be at least a time for grieving, a time for just understanding what happened. When Columbine occurred, no one would have mistaken where that happened.
Yeah, that was frontline news for front page news for maybe like 4 months. Mm-hmm. You're talking about that forever.
Yeah, it was something that it was breaking news where all the channels covered it, and it was a huge event. But now, in just a little under 2 decades, it's become normal. And it's really something we deal with.
Look at the Garlic Fest shooting.
Mm-hmm.
People almost didn't even talk about that until there were two more shootings that happened very recently. They're like, oh, wait, in the last 2 weeks, there have been 3 shootings.
And it's unfortunate that this has to be so politicized that it's looked at in such extreme lenses that immediately when a tragedy like this occurs, you have people coming out and advocating for guns really at an inappropriate time, where it's really been forced down people and pushed by Republican pundits and politicians that anyone on the left is coming to confiscate your guns. And it's unfortunate that the so many millions of people believe that to be true, that they have to feel defensive at times of tragedy like this, where that is completely an inappropriate reaction to have when you're talking about losing the lives of so many people. So these
– well, when your perspective is that every single one of these events is faked by the government with the explicit purpose of confiscating your weapons, they immediately feel like they're on the defensive because, well, this is an orchestrated event.
Yeah, there's that too. But there's also the more reasonable gun owner, like people who are just kind of your – average everyday citizen, not people involved so much into conspiracy in that, but I just...
But I know a lot of like reasonable gun owners. Like I consider myself a reasonable gun owner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the government's coming to confiscate my .22, you know, when there's a mass shooting.
Yeah, I just was shocked at how many people came forward this week in a kind of confrontational manner about guns and like how just because that happened, I need my guns. And why does the conversation have to go that way when these events occur? That is not the right way to address these these events that shouldn't be common. So I'm just saying that our lens as a country is all skewed and messed up, regardless of where you fall in the gun control.
But I don't think that the left wing's perspective is skewed. I think that it is pretty reasonable.
No, I didn't say the left. I said America's.
Okay,
I'm just saying
mainly the right of America lens is skewed.
Yes.
I wouldn't like go across the spectrum and say that everyone in America's view is well, this event's skewed.
I'm more talking about that is a reaction, and one that these happen so often. I'm saying that our whole landscape is messed up. And
okay, but not the whole landscape, a part of the landscape.
Okay, Eric, you're
using these very large terms when I want to point out that it's not everyone. It's a specific group.
And I gave you that. That is – you're correct. It's unfortunate that our country has to deal with this on any level. It's the fact that we have a country where we are so far in an extreme manner that doesn't align with any other country in the rest of the world, that has – we are such an outlier with these – mass shootings, with gun violence, with homicides, and that conversations about it can't even be had, that people have to be on the defensive, that people have to feel threatened by protection, that anyone who just wants to address that this is occurring is shut out and put on defensive. That's unfortunate. So I don't know what you do about that. Yesterday was our solution show, so we talked about what's practical, because I think it is important that we as political media talk about solutions rather than problems. So Brett had the idea of having a regular segment about solutions. Gregory Rich pointed out, actually, and this is how it came to be, that all the political podcasts he listens to are so depressing that you can't ever you hear about all the problems, but what are the answers? So I think that is a brilliant way to go about it. With this, though, I think it's just important to point out how skewed our landscape is, that we are working in conditions that are so unreasonable and so really just foreign to the rest of the world, why anyone would view it that way. And I think that is important, because to look for solutions, you have to realize that in America, you have to dive deeper, that just a set of policies, allocating resources, writing up new rules, new laws, can't necessarily address all the problems that we have here. And that some of these are so deep-seated, and as a culture and society, that until we start looking into what is the cause of all those, we're not going to be able to find any solutions. So we are a unique country. We are admired and disdained across the world, but we are known by the entire world. It's really fascinating to when you understand that when you travel across the world, you realize that they're watching on their news, the local news of that country or city is so American-centered, where we never get a foreign view, really, until it's something very, like, newsworthy.
I have friends in Canada, and they know more about U.S. politics than they do about their own country's politics.
Yeah, so we are a very important figure across the world. And when we have problems that are so far-sweeping like this, at some point we have to look at those deeper reasons that are causing these problems. But what are your thoughts? Give us a call at 952-946-6205. Let's take a break, and then we'll get to the callers. So Robert and Gary, hold on. We'll get right to you, but we'll be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hey, I'm Lori Fitz from Connections Radio Show, and I want you to join us for Repartee on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow this summer, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chuchke, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan LLP, dedicated to redefining excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
We are awake.
You can't go through a day without hearing about healthcare reform. St. Paul Corner Drug is here to help you navigate the ever-changing healthcare landscape. We are your advocate in getting much-needed prescription medication covered under your insurance plan. Need to choose a different plan? There is no reason to feel like you are drowning in the system. St. Paul Corner Drug can make simple work out of finding you a plan that best suits your needs. You can rest assured at St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
This is Reverend Jack from Minneapolis, and you are listening to the Repartee here on AM 950. Hey, you guys are awesome. I love you. Repartee, yo. Peace.
AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Hunter Haas, Eric Nelson, here for your Miracle Days with the Muchachos. Hey. Wednesdays, AM 950, during the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, 4 o'clock. As you heard, Reverend Jack, you can leave your own bumper for us to play here on the station. Just call us at 952-946-6205 at 5 o'clock or anytime in the evening past that. As we determine, 5 o'clock is the evening. And leave a message, and then we'll edit it into one of those fabulous bumpers. So we love your submissions, so feel free and leave us something funny. Make fun of, who's a good person to make fun of? I was going to say Eric, but he enjoys it. Make fun of Sam. We don't give enough ripping of Sam.
Oh, yeah.
He's quietly getting through the weekends.
Fertile territory.
Yeah. So destroy him. Roast Sam on our voicemail. But joining us now, Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, 1 o'clock Saturdays here on AM 950. Robert, you wanted to talk about guns and what's going on in our country?
Yeah, I just want to agree with Eric. I think I don't think it's as bleak. I think Moscow Mitch is holding things up. 90% of the country is for gun control, not 50 or 60%, 90%. And 80% of the people that own guns that are in the NRA are for some sort of gun control. So we need to get Moscow Mitch off his butt and all those Republicans that are bought out by the NRA to pass a bill for background checks and also with the red flag check. And also tonight at 7 o'clock, there's a big rally at the Capitol, anti-gun rally.
Yes, absolutely. 7 o'clock at Capitol Steps, that I saw it's a combination between Moms Demand Action and other organizations for the gun control activists here in the Twin Cities. So that will be a big event. Are you going down for it?
I can't tonight, but I'm gonna try. Let's just say that right now. Yeah. I got other stuff going on, but no. But there's going to be a lot of people there, so everyone that can hear this, go out there and support. We need the numbers out there. We need people to be mad about this because I'm a high school teacher too, and this is really freaking me out. Did you see how militarized Target Field was?
I did.
To protect all the white people. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know, I'm afraid to go to the Mall of America now.
I know. My dad was at that game, and he sent me pictures from there, and it's nuts. I didn't even put it together why that was. I assumed that, like, there was a president or something in town. Like, why would you have that much security? And it's like, oh, that's our new normal here.
It's a militarized zone now. When you're going to come off the airport, you're going to see people with big guns because we cannot protect our own. We have to get these big assault rifles out that hold 100 bullets in them off the streets. Make it illegal.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a war zone, really. Well, Robert, thank you for the call and pointing out that event at the Capitol tonight. Definitely encourage everyone to attend who can. 7 o'clock in St. Paul at our state capitol. But I have to listen back to this show at the end because I apologize. I must have phrased something poorly because I wasn't arguing with your point. That's absolutely true. I was just trying to go a direction with it. But the fact that he called and said, I agree with Eric.
No,
I don't know what I was disagreeing.
In the world.
I don't know what my point was disagreeing. It was, I must have poorly conveyed what I was trying to do, but nevertheless, I agree with Eric too. But let's go to our good friend, Gary in Minneapolis. Gary?
Yeah, well, we aren't going to get nothing done about guns till we throw the Republicans, the puppets for the bosses, overclass. I throw them out of there and, you know, we have something that no other country has. We're American exceptionalism, the horse. What's it, Horatio El Jazeer, whatever, raised the richer story, they tell us that. But most people just want to work 40 hours and make a living, and they won't let us do that. Hundreds of millions of Americans are working their butt off and not making it. And we want decent health care like they have all over the developed world, but, you know, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are called far left because they want to straighten out the health care mess, the Republican health care we have. So whether it's health care, making a living, economic security, climate change, none of this is being done. This country is getting in the way because we have one thing. We have these puppets from the overclass called Republicans. Throw the bums out. Tell everybody how rotten they are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Gary, I always sum it up perfectly. But I think that it's really effective what the Republicans have been able to do over the past few decades. And it was really a coordinated, planned vision for the country to be able to prey on people's resentments and prejudice and be able to get working class poor white people to vote against their own self-interests in the name of really bigotry or just social views, traditional values, being able to prey on that.
There's a scarcity, and if other people get what mm-hmm. they deserve, then you won't have enough.
Absolutely. That scarcity mindset in America is so ridiculous that people put up with that, that we have this common shared view that for some reason the richest country in the history of human civilization, that there isn't enough food for people, that I have to worry about the Somalians and their food stamps, that I have to worry about Mexicans coming and taking away what's mine. We're the richest country in the history of human civilization. Why should any of us have to worry about our material conditions being met? Why aren't we rioting over that? It's
like misidentifying the problem, where it's those other poor people who are keeping you poor.
Exactly. And they did it so well that it is accepted across the country that really it's that group of people that is wronging me rather than that ruling class of people. Because when you think about it, I saw this Facebook post from someone I know, and it was complaining about it had a Muslim woman and then listed all these government benefits with prices. And it was just pointing out that it was captioned something like they took all my tax money so they can be a welfare queen or something like that. And it was just like, now consider this fake person that you've created, this archetype of a Muslim refugee in America living off welfare. Do you think that that person is living in some sort of palace, or are they living in something more like thought of as poverty in America? Like, really, what are their living conditions? And how would that person then be the one who is harming you, who is taking away what's yours, that who's sucking up all the resources that there's not enough to go around anymore?
Because I have a feeling those people still paid more money in taxes than Amazon did last year.
That's exactly it. So it's important. It's been getting out there more. There have been more Democratic politicians who have been focusing the blame back on where it should be, on the really wealthy corporations and people here in this country that continue to get every sort of possible benefit you could get from the government, every sort of tax break or incentive, and exploit it. So it's a way that they can take away any like sort of evil doing blame that they technically weren't doing a specific action to harm people, but they're sucking up the well, and they are the true enemies. Because really, if the working class people were able to put aside any sort of differences and collectively come together and realize where their oppression is coming from, I don't want to say it like that, but how corporations are controlling things and how things could be different. If we could have a collection of consciousness where you could revolt against these huge multinational corporations, you really would see a monarchy and peasant revolt, like the French Revolution and that. But in America, it's accepted as everyday living. It's accepted as this is normal. This is what I have to navigate, and that things can't change because there hasn't been any different alternative presented by the really the media, the news, the politicians, people haven't spoke that things can be different. Of course, there's some who have been for a long time, but your everyday person is going to accept how things are, and that's how they're going to continue to be. But it's great that we're moving beyond that. But let's take a break, and we'll be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. Hunter Haas, Eric Nelson, here on your Miracle Days with the Muchachos, but we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Matt McNeil, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, right here on AM 950.
Auto Technical needs your help to keep our transportation program going. Social agencies like Workforce Training Center, Tubman Shelter, they rely on our mission of providing transportation to families in need. Donations of vehicles are down 80% because of the new tax laws. We really need vehicle donations to continue our mission. Help us, please. Give a call to Richard at 612-919-5526, autotechnical.org.
Do you suffer from anxiety about the current state of politics? Are you confused or easily angered by the president?
It's my party and I'll lie if I want to, lie if I want to.
Do you have an overwhelming feeling that something is going terribly wrong with the country, but don't know if Democrats are the answer?
Chuck, if you just stick with me, with Democrats we'll quickly see.
Seize defeat from jaws of victory.
Tax extend.
Join us then.
We will screw it up again.
You can't control what happens in Washington, D.C., but you can take command over how it affects you by coming to see the Capitol Steps. The Capitol Steps can provide relief from political anxiety disorder. So ask your doctor if the Capitol Steps are right for you. The Capitol Steps. They put the muck in democracy.
Capitol Steps brings their show to the Ordway on Friday, August 9th at 7:30. Purchase tickets at ordway.org. That's ordway.org.
Do you suffer from anxiety about the current state of politics? Are you confused or easily angered by the president?
It's my party and I'll lie if I want to, lie if I want to.
Do you have an overwhelming feeling that something is going terribly wrong with the country, but don't know if Democrats are the answer?
Chuck, if you just stick with me, with Democrats we'll quickly see.
Seize defeat from jaws of victory.
Tax extend.
Join us then.
We will screw it up.
You can't control what happens in Washington, D.C., but you can take command over how it affects you by coming to see the Capitol Steps. The Capitol Steps can provide relief from political anxiety disorder. So ask your doctor if the Capitol Steps are right for you. The Capitol Steps. They put the muck in democracy.
Capitol Steps brings their show to the Ordway on Friday, August 9th at 7:30. Purchase tickets at ordway.org. That's ordway.org.
Located just north of 50th and France, the Great Wall Restaurant has provided a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking dishes, they offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include hot and sour soup, pan-fried dumplings, and mushu pork with homemade Chinese pancakes. Stop by their Edina location or call for takeout at 952-927-4439. See the full menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
Next time on Philosophy Talk, the Doomsday Doctrine.
Today's nuclear weapons are magnitudes more powerful than the first atomic bomb.
A war involving them would wipe out all life on Earth.
So how do we justify keeping so many nuclear weapons?
Or threatening to use them?
Our guest is renowned whistleblower and one-time nuclear war planner Daniel Ellsberg.
The Doomsday Doctrine, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. For your next vehicle purchase, there are many reasons to choose Rudy Luther. First, their top-notch staff from top to bottom is wonderful, friendly, and always ready to help. Another, the Luther Advantage card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hey, this is Rick Shiomi from Full Circle Theater Company, and I hope you can join us for Repartee. That's the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
AM 950, Progressive Voice, Minnesota, Hunter Haas, Eric Nelson, here with your Miracle Lays with the Muchachos. AM 950, we're taking phone calls at 952-946-6205, and we've been talking about a whole slew of issues, but the deeper problems here in America that lead to these horrible mass shootings, as well as pitting against people and the prejudice and racism that we feel, it all stems from kind of a overarching problem we have here. But let's go to the phone calls. Let's go to Randy in St. Cloud. Randy, it's good to have you.
This racial issues, I don't know. Didn't we solve all that when we elected Obama? I thought it was all done.
But, well, yeah.
Not really. I just want to point out, it keeps being pointed out, especially from you guys, that, the Republicans are horrible, and I don't disagree with that for a second. However, we got to remember when Obama was first in the White House, he had both houses of Congress, they had a veto-proof majority for, not for very long, but they did, and they claimed we can only concentrate on one thing because it's just so big and complicated. We can't do two things at once or three. So they passed Mitt Romney's health care plan that came out of the Heritage Foundation. And so you got to remember, who are the people that even the Democrats don't like right now? It's the Squad. It's Bernie Sanders. It's people who don't take corporate money. They hate them because they can't control them. And so we could get all Democrats in everything, and if they're all corporate Democrats, guess what? We're not going to get gun legislation. We're not going to get fair voting. We're not going to get anything because the same people give to both sides because they just want control.
Yeah, absolutely, and that is a big problem in America with this hijacking of the Republican Party that's just movement to this far-right party that is really unheard of to the rest of the world for a mainstream right-wing conservative party to be at this level of kind of cohesion towards their agenda that – the Democratic Party really became a party for anyone who wasn't a Republican because they were gelling together as this movement further and further to the right. The Democratic Party, because of that George McGovern election and the fear of being perceived as far left, the effective branding of the word liberal and how they demonized that for such a long time, the Democratic Party didn't have an identity. It was a centrist friendly, and it just further developed that way when Bill Clinton and Al Gore were the president and reelected as the president and vice president. The Democratic Party was really a not them party.
Well, you say was. Do you think that that's changed? I mean, since then we've had John Kerry, we've had Hillary Clinton. Those are not exactly steps in a progressive direction.
There is hope now with the success we've seen that in the past would have been deemed as impossible. Like with Bernie Sanders is a huge example of that. But it goes back to
promise
even
of it, but it still is not had any sort of physical manifestation.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's there, but I'm saying that the Democratic Party, that is how it functioned, with the Overton window being shifted so far and just kind of a couple of pivotal losses at times. It was run by fear. It is run by fear, and that's a major problem. However, we've broken barriers recently, and there is that glimmer of hope. It's remarkable that someone like Bernie Sanders can receive the amount of donations that he does that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez can win a primary against the next in line for Speaker of the House of Representatives, an established Democrat like that, that a bartender can just show up and win a primary. There is momentum. People are organizing, waking up, and demanding what they want. The thing is, what happened with this, with the shift to the right, to the centrist Democrats, is more and more people got alienated from voting. And things just continue to progress. The people who vote, the parties will cater to. So when half the country isn't showing up to vote, they're going to talk to the half that is. And it was perceived by both that they wanted these traditional ideas, these conservative approaches. Really, that Ronald Reagan's philosophy is the way that America needs to be run. That was how the party heads saw things. And the Democrats were a version that was a more accepting to diversity version of that. But economics, there was really only one school of thought. And that idea has been challenged and brought to light. And that is what is different now than it's a time in the past for your question, Eric. That's what I would say. But yeah, let's continue with the calls. Let's go to Robert in Columbia Heights. Robert, it's good to have you.
Hi, Hunter. My first time talking to you, with you. I just got done showing my 91-year-old father last night a George Carlin video on YouTube. And this was taken back in about 2006 or so. And he's talking about, the name of the video is Life Worth Losing. And he says, I got news for you, folks. There's a big club in America. They run and control everything. And guess what? You're not in it.
Absolutely.
That the top 1% own and control and run everything. And Democratic and Republican parties are mere mirages to appease us to think that we have a say in running things. But we really don't, because we don't have the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what right-wing politicians and pundits have been able to do is pit that as a Republican idea, that because they don't like regulation, that they are the side of the common person, that the government's against you, so come to us. And you see that, like, kind of the libertarian circles and that. But
no one likes paying taxes.
Yeah. And yeah, we talked about that during tax time, that your experience with the government is usually frustrating. So pitting people against it, it's a good tactic. But those interests, those Republican interests, are not looking out for you. So very effective strategy. And
you've spoken about it before, but government is one of those things that you notice when it's running poorly.
Mm-hmm.
If everything's running correctly, you should be able to ignore it.
And that's not – that's the mistake the Democrats have made, that they allow the conversation to be that, because Roosevelt didn't. Roosevelt showed how this can benefit all of us. I mean, if you look at the WPA and how all these organizations came that didn't exist before for the public good, you got people back to work, you got national parks, you just had all these different avenues that benefited people's lives. And it was tangible. It was something that was overwhelmingly popular, because it was people understood why he and people that represented his ideas were good for them. What's happened with this kind of that Reagan-esque idea, and accepting that even on the Democratic Party to a certain extent, is that people don't understand what is going on. So when you have these confusing tax incentives and whatnot, people don't get what you're doing for them. Usually, they only do once it's against them, because they're not seeing any benefits from these things. So you have to just inspire people, not through only your speeches and language, but through actual action and everyday living of how you are implementing a better way of life for everyone.
When your politics only affect the a corporation's ability to improve your lives, as in like the neoliberal agenda,
mm-hmm.
people have no understanding of what it's actually doing for them, mm-hmm. as opposed to making material differences within their lives.
And it's not up to them. It's up to all of us to live our lives, not to focus on like policy wonk details. So if it's failing you, they're going to look for an alternative. So you have to provide something different. And that's what's fortunate, is that it looks like we're going that direction, but we're not there. We can't let up. We can't say that it's a given that it's going to happen. Now is the time to organize and keep at it and keep speaking about this. Keep making people aware. So good work to y'all, and keep up the fight. But let's go to Nathan in Minneapolis.
Yes. Hello. This is my first time calling. This is kind of weird, but yeah, my first time calling. I wanted to make the point that it feels like every time the Democrats and the liberal side of the politics have had a chance to show the positive side of capitalism and democracy and corporations, they've dropped the ball in many ways, like Clinton with Glass-Steagall, Occupy, what happened to Occupy. That was a huge movement that, honestly, kill it with silence. And it feels like every time a big movement comes forward that could make a positive change, it ends up getting killed, often with just silence. Yeah, I guess that's my main point.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Thank you for the call, Nathan. They haven't delivered, is the thing. Is when you consider the 2008 Great Recession and just an economic collapse that we hadn't seen in quite some time. And what happened was Obama and those Democrats that were in control, like Randy said, they bailed out the banks. They bailed out the auto manufacturers. They gave the corporations money to stay alive. But they didn't do any sort of buyout to the American public. With the New Deal and the Great Depression, you saw this focus on making sure that everyday working Americans would get through, would have a quality of life, would have good paying jobs. And there was a determination to make sure that by all means necessary, people will be provided for. And with this new just landscape, you don't see that. You don't see a focus on what are we going to do to make sure that we're all taken care of. But let's take – we have one more break, correct? Let's take a break, and we'll be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
This is Nick Schrock with Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration, and I'm painting at AM 950 today, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Brending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow this summer, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
Chances are, after spring cleaning, you missed a spot. A couple really big spots, like your roof and siding. Run your fingers across your siding. You'll likely get a gross residue. And your roof probably has some black streaks, too. Your roof and siding aren't always easy to clean, but they're definitely the most visible parts of your home that give it its curb appeal. So let Blue Sky Services clean your roof and siding. Blue Sky's safe soft wash method won't cause any damages and will make your home look like new. Right now, Blue Sky Services is running their summer special where you can get your whole house, roof, and siding cleaned starting at only $447. That's the most viewed parts of your home cleaned for only $447. Then mention AM950 when you call Blue Sky Services to get an additional $50 off. So get the curb appeal back on your home and call Blue Sky Services at 952-467-2447. That's 952-467-2447.
Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens is the first green cemetery in Minnesota. It's a beautiful, peaceful place where burials are celebrations of life with as little impact on the environment as possible. Tony Weber founded it because he wants to leave a green legacy for his grandchildren, something many of us might feel. Learn more. Visit the website mngreengraves.com. Give them a call. The goal is so meaningful, so positive, it might be right for you. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens.
This is Gary from Minneapolis on the Rapids here, Minnesota's progressive grassroots station fighting the privileged few.
AM 950, Press Voice, Minnesota. Programming note for the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, 4 o'clock here on KTNF, AM 950. Our hosting schedule is as follows. Mondays, you have Brett Johnson and Sam Turnberg. Tuesdays, you have Brett Johnson and myself producing. Wednesdays, you have Miracles with the Muchachos, Hunter Haas, myself, and Eric Nelson, the fellas, the boys of AM 950. Thursdays,
beer and colas with some good tacos.
Yeah, baby. Thursdays, you have me and Brett Johnson producing. And Fridays, a combination of me and Brett playing a little musical chairs week to week, switching off. But going forward, that is the hosting schedule here, a purely producer show now, so get excited for it. Finally worked that out after, I don't know how many months we've been at limbo.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a rhyme, too, for the whole show. Finally set it up.
Your gazpacho, Miracle Whip on your gazpacho, that one is fabulous.
It's hard to rhyme Miracles with your muchachos. But beer and colas with some good tacos, I think, is good enough.
Yeah, that is. That works. That does the trick. Well, it was a pleasure being with y'all. Tomorrow, I will be back with Brett and get into some of the things I didn't get to get into today. This kind of took over the hour, but a good discussion. So we appreciate all your feedback. And we will see you tomorrow.